This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. They call him the Bear Whisperer. Steve Searles is a wildlife specialist for the Mammoth Lakes, California Police Department. He has a talent for dealing with problem bears without killing them. And Mammoth Lakes has a lot of problem bears. It's a resort city surrounded by the Sierra Nevada mountains. And Steve Searles joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, when we talk about these problem bears, what kind of bears are we talking about, and how do they cause problems?
They're black bears only. I don't want to be argumentative, but our bears are just lovely, and we just do a huge amount of visitors to our area. We're a resort community, and so we do have problems with the tourists who come into town and the wildlife, but the bears are very well behaved.
Oh, so it's the humans that have the problems.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So when you do encounter these bears in problematic situations. Can I say that? Is that all right?
Yes.
What is it that you're usually dealing with?
They're, you know, hungry this time of year. They'll get into the garage or into the rubbish or come into a house and go into the refrigerator. That's all happened. And if they need to be spanked, we'll take those steps.
Now, spank is an interesting verb there. You're not talking about actually getting close to the bear and spanking.
No, we use rubber bullets, pyrotechnics, audio devices, pepper spray, of course, all different things to let the bear know in no uncertain terms what is acceptable in our community.
Now, you have sort of a bear training method that you've developed, and it's interesting because in many cases when authorities respond to these kind of situations, they might normally shoot the bear. I understand that up to 100 black bears are killed in California each year, but you have a much different method. Could you describe what that method is, what your bear training program is?
Through non-lethal or adversive conditioning, we can reinstill the natural fear of humans that they've lost in their heart. When you destroy a bear, we know scientifically that at least one or more bears are going to come into that void. Putting a bear down, gosh, you just have to train the next bear. In our community, our bears are well-behaved. It doesn't allow for other bears to move into that habitat. We actually have the fox guarding the hen house, if you will.
And you also use something called pain compliance. What is that?
With a bear, he does feel pain, but it's not the same way that you would or I would. They have an extremely high threshold for pain, so we want to connect that with a particular thing that he's doing wrong. When I throw my voice at him with a rubber bullet, he doesn't know that I'm firing a shotgun. He knows that my voice and my commands are touching him on the backside. This is extremely powerful on his brain and psyche.
But when you talk about throwing your voice at a bear, might you give us an example?
Just as the same as if we saw a stray dog or a weird person in our yard. Bad bear, you bad bear. Everybody in town has picked up that from me doing it so much. And so we have a whole community that when they see a bear getting into trash or getting too close to a car, they all use that exact same thing. You bad bear, go home. And so through repetition, the bears are much brighter than some people. They catch on very, very quickly.
What do you think of that title, Bear Whisperer?
I think it's flattering, but it's just kind of silly.
Seems almost inaccurate because you're not really whispering at those bears.
No, ma'am, but if, say, when I'm out in the den or in the forest, when they're not doing anything wrong in their habitat, then I do whisper it. I'm overly conscientious that we're on their ground. When they're on the asphalt or on the cement, they are hypersensitive that I might come along and have to reprimand them. That bears know when they come into town in the middle of the night, they have to be on their very best behavior.
Steven Searles, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Steven Searles is a wildlife specialist for the Mammoth Lakes, California Police Department.